You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 147. And today we're going to get that podcast or show idea out of your head and out there in the world, making a greater impact. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here. I'm just back from a bit of travel. Wow, I always love when I get to be one of the featured icons at the New Media Summit with my friend Steve Ulsher. If you've been listening to this podcast, get ready. I've got some great guests coming up that I was connecting with at the event. Such a great event. We got to make sure you get there next year if you want to get your message out in a greater way. Being on podcasts is one of the single greatest ways that you can spread your message, especially when you have people who are really cultivating their audience and know how to create a great interview to showcase their experts. Hopefully you experience that here. And it's actually one of the most important things we share with you as a strategy to amplify your influence in the Own Your Bold Influence Challenge. We'll be hosting another live challenge in just a few weeks, so make sure that you join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com to get first notice. And speaking of the Amplify Your Success Community, have you joined us? Have you been establishing your influence every week? We give you a chance to share what's going on in your business. We do pop-up trainings. We're cultivating and helping people make connections with other movers and shakers that can open doors that might take years for you to open on your own. So it's totally free right now at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Now, I'm very excited to introduce my guest to you today. This is someone who I have known for many years. She's actually one of the cornerstones behind my business and runs my podcast for me. She handles all the technical, all the getting everything up and out, and is a real gem. And I can't wait to get her knowledge in front of you today. And hopefully we're going to be inspiring you to get that podcast out of your head. If you've got a podcast idea stuck in your head, tune in, listen carefully. My guest today is going to show you how to amplify your message by using this fast-growing platform of podcasting. Now, my guest, Lindsay Phillips, is a serial entrepreneur, a self-professed organizational freak, client-appointed taskmaster, plus a project ninja and warrior content marketer for life and business coaches, accountants, and all kinds of online entrepreneurs across the globe. As CEO and founder of Smooth Sailing Business Growth and Smooth Business Growth Podcast, 15 minutes of pure marketing strategies proven to move the needle, she leads a rockstar team to support entrepreneurs who are seeking fast-paced business growth, but finally come to the realization they cannot do it alone. Do it all and do it well. And I got to say, she's my rock star marketing person, and I love having her run my marketing efforts. It makes it so much easier. Now, one of the things I love so much about Lindsay is she's got tons of practical tips, lots of business building and content marketing strategies so that you can be more productive and attract your ideal customers faster. And Lindsay, I can't believe we waited so long to get you on the podcast. It was like,
what the heck?
Duh.
And we've known each other for a long time.
A really long time. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of pushing 8 years or something like that. Yeah. So last year, Lindsay, I was really fortunate. All the planets aligned, and it was the perfect right time for Lindsay and I to start working together like this. And I got to say, it has been a dream. I feel so fortunate that you were available when I needed you, and you've been such a rock star.
Aw, thank you. And I love everything. I've been following you forever, and I thought, you know, I was like starstruck when I met you.
That's always so weird when I hear that. Just a girl with a business, right? But yes, I love working with you, and I love how you're helping people get their podcasts out in such a simple way. I wish I had known you when I got my podcast out. I think it would have really helped a lot. And so I thought today maybe we could talk a little bit about the ins and outs of getting a podcast out of your brain, out into the market, because you are such a great organizer and getting things, you know, out of people's head and put into a way that you know, their podcast gets traction. And some of my clients have started using you too, and they've loved this process. So let's start with just baseline it for a second. Why should an entrepreneur have a podcast?
I know. I felt the same way a number of years ago. I was just like so resistant to having my own show. It freaked me out. But, and it's funny, going into it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to, you know, get my name out there and, you know, gain more credibility within the entrepreneurial space. But one of my favorite things about having a podcast is the connections that I've made and the relationships that I've made over the years. Some people I have working relationships with. Some people I'm just really good friends with, and we support each other online. That aspect I didn't really think about when I started podcasting. But like just all those different people and experts out there that you get to meet, obviously if you have a, you know, interview podcast, that part is amazing because as you know, Melanie, relationships are so key in growing your business. I mean, I know like for you, you're so well connected with so many people out there and have great relationships as well. And it just, I feel like you can't really grow a business without having those relationships. Would you agree?
Yeah. And I think what I'm hearing you say in between the lines here is that having a podcast moves it from having connections, which is what we were talking about this week in Amplify Your Success, yeah, right? We've been talking about like turning connections into centers of influence. And when you have a podcast, you have a platform to invite them into and spotlight them. You're giving them visibility. You're giving them an opportunity to get exposed to your community. And that's really super valuable in this day and age where everybody's trying to get a little more visibility. So, and it also, you know, when we talk about this in On Your Bold Challenge and the Influence Challenge, which you are helping me launch this year, we have to find a way to set ourselves apart from all the other people that do similar things. Right? It's how we go from being another expert to being an influencer. And I personally think having a podcast is a great way to position yourself in your authority and your influence.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, we're talking about hosting a podcast where maybe you just speak about your given topic that, you know, for that episode, or you can interview someone. Either which way, you're still putting yourself out there as an expert, you're just getting so much more exposure. You have the ability when you have a podcast to reach so many more audiences that you may not normally be able to tap into. It's almost like it's like instant exponential exposure, you know, explosion. It's like, and I get people all the time where they're like, you're everywhere. Like you've got these people on your podcast, you're on different shows. And it's like someone, if they feel that you're everywhere, then it's like you've got instant credibility and they automatically think you must be someone, like you must know your stuff. You must be trustworthy. It's like people automatically have those feelings when that's how they view you in your business.
Yeah, as I call it, creating the buzz factor. You get yourself out everywhere all at once. I've had that experience in the past where I wanted to get something new out, or I wanted to kind of up the ante a little bit. And so I'd book myself on a whole bunch of podcasts and get on a bunch of stages. And everyone's like, hello, like you're everywhere. I guess I'm supposed to get to know you. So it's kind of like a little secret weapon, right?
Well, yeah.
All right. So I've had several clients who've been talking about doing a podcast, or even, you know, for some people, you might translate this to a Facebook Live, right? Like a lot of what we're talking about today, you can apply to a lot of the live streaming, you know, online shows, right? Like think podcast is a way to share your message. And gosh, I'm not even getting into the content spinning ideas today, but everything we're talking about, if you're going to do a Facebook Live, you could spin it into a podcast. So I will link up in the show notes the episode I did on content spinning. Anyway, I'm getting very excited and distracted, right? But I have tons of clients who they've been talking about doing a podcast. I've been telling them they need a podcast. They're interested in the podcast, but they're putting it off.
Yeah.
And I think it's daunting, especially if this isn't a world you live in all the time. What would you tell someone who's got it as an idea, but they're putting it off and not taking action on it?
I think there's a few reasons, though, that they're putting it off. One is that they're afraid of all the tech and all the moving pieces. Like, what do I physically actually have to do and sign up for to get it going? The other thing is that they conceptually maybe can't picture it. Like, what would the title be? What would the description be? What would the show even be about? What topics would I cover? And then the third is like, and this one was for me, I was freaked out on like putting myself out there. Like, what if I stumble on my words? What if I ask a dumb question? What if I sound hideous? Or like, what if no one listens? And those three can all pile onto each other. And then you're like, okay, I'm putting this off.
Yeah. And I think that overwhelm of not knowing what to do is really a big piece of the feedback I get from people. And honestly, this is why I say, if it's not your area of excellence, don't do it. And even more so, if it's not your area of genius, don't do it. Like, get someone else to do it for you, which is where you guys come in. Let's talk about the moment someone decides, okay, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to get this podcast out in the world. What are the first steps someone should start taking so that that clarity and that momentum starts to kick in?
Yeah, and this is the part where I think, Melanie, this is your lane of genius. Like, you know people's audience, you understand people's businesses and what their passion is. So it's like, you know, if you, you know, have a coach or don't, and, you know, want to work with you, of course, is figuring out, like, you know, what do you want the topic of the podcast to be? Who is your target market and your audience? What do they want to hear that's going to help them and serve them? And that kind of, you know, narrows down kind of, okay, what would the description be? What would the title be? You know, what would the podcast art look like of what the show would be named? I think that is kind of like the first hurdle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, it's funny, as you're talking, we're working with one of my clients together right now to help her get her podcast out. And this was a stumbling block for her. She's like, well, what would I call it? Like, what would I talk about? And I love that we partner up like this so well. Like, one of the things we did with her, and you can do this as you're listening in, you can do this yourself. If you know your audience, you know your messaging, you know what your pillar, your content pillars are, you can literally just sit down and say, you know, brainstorm a title of the podcast. And of course, you want to search and make sure no one else has that title already. No need to create podcast confusion. And then start just like brainstorming some ideas that your ideal clients struggle with, or that might be intriguing to them that would pull them in, and come up with a list of like 10 subjects that you might cover, or 10 people you want to interview, right? Mm-hmm. And just start somewhere. Even if you don't love it, you can always scrap it and re-record it. You can, you know, like go a different direction with it later, but it's just the idea of like, get it out of your head.
Yeah.
Put it on paper. And you know, make that first attempt to get the clarity so that you can start getting people on board to help you, you know, record it and get it into the technology. So this is kind of, we tag team this one, which is really fun. Yeah.
And people, like you were talking about, you know, leveraging content and stuff like that, or I forget what term you used, but.
Content spinning.
Yeah. It's like, you know, think of all the blogs that you have or the videos that you already have. You can easily turn that into like, a, you know, the topics of it into a podcast. Or for me, when I first started out, I'm like, as an entrepreneur, what elements of online marketing or content marketing did I want to learn more about? So I would bring experts on that I'm like, oh, I want to find out about XYZ. And then I would have them on. I'd be like doing the podcast, but I'd be taking notes for myself and checking out their, you know, system or app or whatever it is. So that was fun for me. And even just like, you know, we know a ton of podcasters, right, Melanie? So it's like seeing who they're interviewing, and it's like, ooh, yeah, like I would love to have that person on my show. This topic would totally resonate with my audience. you know, ask for an introduction or just reach out. I mean, it is that easy. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah. And so a really important pitfall is servicing in my mind that I think we should talk about here. I've had a client over the last few months who had started a podcast and was very excited about this podcast and felt very inspired to do this podcast, but quickly realized this podcast was not going to generate any revenue, right? There was no business that was going to come out of it, right? And so there's different reasons to start a podcast.
Totally.
I'm just kind of curious your take on positioning of podcasts, especially with the idea that we want to monetize this effort.
And every business has different goals, right? And, you know, depending on your business and what your model is and what your goals are, kind of depends on, like, will you do interview shows? Will you do just, you know, you as the host? Will you focus on guesting? So there's kind of that, which is like a whole nother podcast episode. But I think many step in, oh, I want to monetize it, and then, you know, sell sponsorships and commercials. And I just, you can't step into it with that mindset. I know for me, I wanted to have more exposure to my business throughout, you know, North America kind of thing, with entrepreneurs that are my target market. And that worked. And, you know, obviously I have a call to action to get people to my website and what have you, but it was just to gain more exposure. For some people, it's, and I've seen this happen to me when I'm on people's shows, is that they're doing it for the relationship and for connecting with you. And it's almost like the interview itself is like a coaching session because they want you to work with them, which isn't a bad thing. It still makes an entertaining and great podcast. And so some people do it strictly for the networking relationships. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of depends on your
view. So get clear. What do you want to have happen? And so I think step one is you're going to launch your podcast that's coming out of this conversation is be intentional about your outcome. Are you doing it for fun? Are you doing it to get, you know, to really bump your influence and your visibility to the next level, which is a perfectly good reason to start a podcast. Just know that you may be doing something that gains you exposure if you don't structure the podcast for monetization, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the, how do you, you know, there's the, I want to generate new clients. So then we would want to structure your podcast so that you're structuring your tips or your interviews in a way that highlights your expertise just as much as your guest. And then I think the last one is, there's a, like, and you're alluding to this, and I love this concept, is that you would do it to develop what Bob Berg calls the law of reciprocity. You are giving people exposure to create this opening to partner up and do other things together. Like, you're getting on other influencers' radar. So all of these are good reasons, but I think where people's expectations get kind of crushed is if you're not clear what you need from your podcast before you put the money, time, and energy into launching it.
Totally, because it will totally change your systems and your messaging in regards to, you know, before the interview, during the interview, what happens after the interview, how you follow up with people, how you're promoting it, how you're positioning it. I mean, it, not that I want to overwhelm people out there, but you really, like you said, you need to be intentional and kind of think about it from beginning to end and what your goals are.
Yeah. And so if you are starting to feel a little bit like, all right, they just proved it, I'm out, too much to do, right? I want to say pause that thought for a second. Because I think sometimes people let their fears guide their decision-making, and that keeps them small. It keeps them from not having the clients they're dreaming about and not having the income. So what I would want you to consider is, how could you lean into this checklist that we're helping you create today? And if it is kind of overwhelming, then hire someone, get a coach, get, you know, use Lindsay's team, get some support to uncover the podcast that is meant to be birthed through you today. So let's get a little bit deeper though into what next steps to do. Because I think if we really create an action list for people today and they can literally just take notes and go, boom, 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 this is what I have to do, It'll help people with momentum.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
So you've got a set of what you call assets that any business owner, any entrepreneur would want to gather to help them get this podcast off the ground. Can you just run through those for us?
For sure. And I just want to preface that with, like, you can just launch and put your podcast out in the world to get visibility and increase your exposure. And then it's like, you're never locked in, right? If you want to change your podcast script, if you want to change, you know, the look of it or like anything, like, it's not set in stone. You can always grow it and change it as you move forward. It's, yeah. So I don't want people to get freaked out with that, but.
Well, thanks for saying that. Cause by the way, a year in, I completely rebranded my podcast look,
really?
Pivoted a little bit and how I did some of the structure of it. And, you know, most people are not going to go back to that first year and listen all the way from the beginning anyway. So give yourself permission to do it better as you grow. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, first and foremost, you want to think about your audience and how you can serve them and what they want to hear and what they want to, you know, learn about. And then the second would be dialing in your title and then a short description of the podcast and what people can expect, because of course that goes into iTunes. And then thinking about, once you've got the title, what is your podcast art going to look like? So of course in iTunes, there's the square image. You don't want it to be too wordy. You want it to be, you know, pretty punchy so that it's, you know, grabs attention. So that is the first thing that you want to get dialed in. And I find like the second natural step to move into is thinking about the style of your episode. So, you know how some people, they have like just music going into it and then, you know, you dive into the interview. Some people have like music and a voiceover in the beginning, and then it kind of cuts and blends into the interview. So thinking about the structure of the episode with your intro, the main body, and then the outro. And of course, you know, you, me, whoever can certainly help with that. And just listen to podcasts and see what you like and what style is yours, right? There's no one way that's perfect that's going to get you more listens than anything else. As long as it's not insanely long, you're fine.
Right.
And then it's just the nitty gritty. Like, you, just like in YouTube, you know, a video gets hosted in YouTube. Audio is the exact same way. So audio has to be hosted. I use Libsyn. There are some other ones out there. So sign up for Libsyn so that you can put all the pieces in there.
Let's just stop for a second. Just in case someone's not in this world at all, let's just explain what Libsyn is so that they go, what's Libsyn? Why do I need this?
Totally. Thank you for that. So Libsyn is where you host, you like upload the audio file, and you can upload like the description of the episode, the title of the episode. You can even upload an image for it. And then, so this is where your podcast is like housed, and then it will push out to all the different avenues or directories where people can access it. So like, and I'll give some examples of directories. So like TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, iTunes, obviously, Google Play, you can even push it to YouTube. And that's where people listen to it, right? That's where people subscribe, and that's where people absorb it and interact with the podcast.
Yeah.
So it has to be in Libsyn or something similar first.
And by the way, it even acts as a show page if you don't want to go through all the effort to set that up from the right out of the gate.
That's right. That's right. I always forget about that part because I don't use it, but
I don't either.
You're right. It does have its own little like URL, so to speak. Yeah.
Great. So let's talk about processes. Mm-hmm. And notice I didn't say the word systems, because I actually have clients who really kind of get revolted by the idea of creating systems.
Oh my God, really?
I know, I love systems.
Systems are my golden word.
Right, it's my favorite word on the planet. But let's talk processes. You know, I think this is another area where people sometimes get a little in their head and they're worried what's, you know, how to like manage it all, how to like not let it overwhelm them. What are a couple of key processes that somebody might put in motion if they're going to host guests to keep their time commitment down and their effectiveness high?
A few things. Sorry, my mind is going in 50 directions. So one of them obviously is having a scheduler. And some scheduler, Acuity, Schedule Ones, and so forth, do have built-in forms where you can ask people for their bio and their headshot, their address, if you want to mail them a card and all that good stuff. So you can automate some of those things. So that is one piece that I would definitely recommend. Having that space before you do the interview to dot your I's and cross your T's and, you know, make sure that you're in the right frame of mind to interview them, ask the right questions, and then making sure that you're connecting with people on social media, you know, before the interview. And you can easily like create a little checklist or, you know, set it up in your project management tool. And then, of course, afterwards, you know, you've got the audio, you've got your notes of what happened in the interview and what was covered. And then you send it to your team to get processed, or, you know, you put it in Libsyn yourself, whatever. And then you're, you know, I mean, there's a few other little pieces, but you're basically off to the races.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is it helps to kind of have a checklist of
yes.
what do I do in what order? Yeah. And I love having forms to collect all the information from a guest. But if you're not doing guests, you might want to have a little checklist of all the elements you need to cover in a podcast so that as you, you know, hand it off for show notes and stuff, it makes that process easier.
Absolutely.
So I think this is a question that starts to crop up about this point is, all right, so I love the idea of having a podcast, but there's no way in hell I'm doing all this myself, right? So, you know, obviously people can hire you to do podcast support. What are some of the things that people can outsource that you guys can help them with to make it easier to have a podcast?
First, there's definitely, I mean, myself included, but there's other companies out there that do podcast launches. So they help you pull all these pieces together, sign up for the directories, you know, launch it out to iTunes because that's its own process. Get, you know, a bunch of episodes together and edit those. So there are, you know, companies that will, let's just handle your launch. Moving forward, and we do this as well, of course, there's editing the actual audio itself, you know, putting on the intro and outro and all that good stuff, and putting it in Libsyn and scheduling it out to your directories. But we can also put the podcast, which of course what we do for your show as well, put it on your website with the image, with the audio link, make it look pretty. And then, of course, you know, you would want to share that to your email list, social media, LinkedIn posts, and wherever else.
How important is this launch step? I mean, and I'm talking about the first few episodes that you put out and like literally going from nothing to having a podcast.
I know. And there's a lot of different viewpoints. I've seen somewhere where someone said you need to launch with 10 episodes. I'm like, holy Hannah Batman, I don't think that's necessary. but you want to make sure that you launch with, and I usually go with 4, because really when someone first finds out about your podcast and they're super excited, you don't want them to go to iTunes or, you know, Stitcher and listen to the one episode. Like, you want them to dive into your content. You want them to interact with you. You know, invite them to binge listen to more than one episode. And then also with iTunes, of course, and the new and noteworthy, you know, the more people listen, and if you have a launch and you have 4 episodes and they listen to a bunch of them and they all do that at once, iTunes is kind of like, ooh, what's this podcast? People are listening. So it gives you more chance to kind of be, you know, new and noteworthy. Mm-hmm. Not that that's the be all and end all. I didn't even look at that when I launched. I was just excited to get it out and gain exposure and let it have its own momentum. But it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. And I think this brings up some places where, you know, we might look at some things not to do. Right. So, and I've seen people do this and then they wonder why their podcast isn't getting traction. In my opinion, 2 big mistakes people make is they put a podcast out, but they don't really promote it.
Yeah.
So they don't really have a, and I actually think you should have a launch party, like create some buzz around it. Like get people, you know, send it to your email list, put it on social media, you know, like depending on the size of your followers and what you're working with in terms of your own, you know, community, like find some ways to get people excited with you, have some contests, right? But you're putting all this time and money into getting a podcast out in the world. Don't do the, you know, if you build it, they will come model. That doesn't happen on, especially with the level of, the number of podcasts that are out there these days. You've got to get people curious and interested. So, and then that leads me to the second mistake I know people make, and that is they don't continue to promote the episodes when they go live.
Yeah.
You can't assume people are going to just listen to your podcast. Now, some people do. They put it on their phone. They, you know, as each episode comes up, which is one of the reasons I love podcasting, is every episode that you that goes live on your platform that people follow on their devices, it pops up and says, this new podcast has just has a new episode. But if you're not driving your own new traffic to it, people will get fatigue and they'll stop listening and, you know, they get distracted and go off to other things. So, you know, keep the vibration high and keep sharing it and find different ways to spin content around it. So those are my two mistakes I know people make. What would you say, Lynn?
No, I totally agree with that. And the other, I know there's two more. One of them is that they think it's like one and done. So once a new episode goes live, they'll promote it for a couple of days and then that's it. Where it's like 6 months later, 3 months later, whatever, like share it again, right? It's evergreen content. You want to drive more traffic to your website. You want to get more, you know, eyes and ears on your material. And then the other one is if you are having guests, it's amazing how many people don't tell the guest when it's live. What the heck, people? Like email them more than once, give them the graphic, give them the link. I know for our guest services, we also give like a click to tweet. We email the guests, let them know when it goes out live, encourage them to share. We even email them again, you know, 5 days later to check in. Hey, we're getting good traction, you know, making sure that you're sharing it. I mean, that is crucial because that's where that extra layer of exposure comes in, right?
Right. And hey, if you're using any kind of content tools like Hootsuite or I use Buffer, you can actually load them in. I actually use Recur Post too for Twitter. I load all that in and it goes out over and over and over and over and over again. And you would not believe the number of shares I get on the little video clips we do and the posts on episodes that were 2 years ago. So don't assume just because it's an older episode, you can't create more traction.
Absolutely. I mean, there's gold in there, right? And then plus two, if you're tagging the guest on the post, like how much are they going to appreciate that, right? They're going to be like, they're sharing it again? Like, ooh, thanks. And again, that reciprocity goes a long way too.
Absolutely. So now that we're talking about promotion a little bit, I know one of the free resources that you offer has to do with helping people figure out the ways they can promote their podcast. Tell us a little bit about it and where people can find it.
You bet. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people think, oh my God, either they think they don't need to do anything or they think it's going to take forever to do. So I've picked 5 easy ways to promote your podcast in under 40 minutes. I just condensed it, made it super easy so that you do get, you know, more SEO, you get more downloads and you know, multiply your reach and exposure. So it is at smoothbusinessgrowth.com/podcast promotion.
Excellent. And anything you can do to systemize, have a little action checklist of how to get more traction with your podcast episodes, whether you're going to create your plan for the future or you already have a podcast that you want to get to more exposure to. I love these checklists that Lindsay creates. So grab it. We will link up we'll put the link in the show notes as well, just to make it super easy for you. So Lindsay, I always like to turn the tables a little bit as we wrap up our conversation and ask my client or ask my interviewees, what was the boldest thing you've ever done to grow your business to where it is now?
I think it was the time where I I did a lot in 1 year. I launched my podcast. I started doing video, even though I felt sick to my stomach doing it.
Which is a whole other interview, right?
Oh, I know. But I remember like, okay, if it scares you, do it anyways. And I did it anyways, and I got over it. But that really, all that content marketing that I did and just getting myself out there, getting more visibility, it took me up a notch. Again, everyone, oh my God, you're here, you're there, you're doing videos. You're like, whoa. I don't know, people just stand up at attention more, right? And I had, yeah, a flood more of clients because of it and just the caliber. And yeah, it's hard work, not gonna lie, but it well worth it.
Well, and again, you know, you can always align with people who can help you manage the execution of it, but it's up to the business owner to step into the spotlight and share their message and be willing to broadcast it on multiple platforms. I think I watched you go through that phase, by the way, and it was very powerful to watch. I'm like, oh girl, look at her stepping into that bold influence. And
I know.
And it does take commitments. You know, it's why we do the Own Your Bold Influence Challenge, because sometimes, you know, I think when you're in your own head about it, you can talk yourself out of it. But totally. If you've got a little bit of accountability and someone prodding you going, yeah, you need to step up your game. And it just turned out so beautiful for you. You really took the business to a whole nother level. I know the revenue followed, and you know, you did get on the radar for a lot of people who are like, who's this Lindsay chick? Oh, now I know who the Lindsay is.
I know. And it's, you got to get out of your own head. And look, my first episodes, they were horrible, whatever. It happens. You get better as you go along.
So tip number two from Lindsay that you heard coming out of her mouth is it's not about perfect. It's about getting it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining me today. Just know how much I appreciate you and I value everything you do to help us serve all our clients here and get my crazy ideas out into the world.
And you have helped me so much in my business and give me the confidence to be bold. So thank you for that.
Ah, you're welcome. Like, I'm glad to see it paying off for you. Mm-hmm. And make sure you grab Lindsay's checklist, smoothbusinessgrowth.com/ podcast promotion. And if you want someone to help you get your podcast out of your head, I highly recommend Lindsay and her team. You could not be in better hands to get it out there. So keep tuning in. We've got some more fantastic episodes coming your way. Bye, Lindsay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.